You're listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks, your source for centered and focused play therapy coaching.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brenna Hicks, the kid counselor. This is the Play Therapy Podcast, where you get a masterclass in child-centered play therapy and practical support and application for your work with children and their families. In today's episode, we are finishing out our summer school series. So this will be the last of the reading episodes from seminal works and seminal texts in the field. And I'm really, really excited about what was accomplished this summer. So thanks for coming along to summer school with me. You know, I've never once gone to summer school like as a punishment. I went in college because I graduated in 3 years with a 4-year degree. But it was not because I had to. It was because I chose to. So thank you for choosing to come on a summer school series journey with me. And before I dive into the final passage that I'd like to read today, a couple of housekeeping things. Number one, if you live in Australia or are close by or can get to Australia, I am speaking at the end of November, and we would love to have you there. You do not have to be a member of APPTA to come to the conference. Many of the Aussies reached out and said that you aren't a member, and so you didn't think you could go. That's not true. You can absolutely go as a non-member. So please, if you can get to Australia, if you want to take a vacation, if you live in Australia, please make plans to be there. It's going to be awesome. I'm speaking for 3 days, and this is going to be the biggest amount of information that I've ever given live in one fell swoop. So really excited about that. If you are stateside, if you live close to Mississippi or close to Virginia, I'm speaking in both of those places in the spring. So if you are interested in coming to an APT conference and hearing me keynote live, you can visit Mississippi or Virginia. And those are on the books already as well, with more reaching out. So I will keep you all updated about where I will be and when those dates become solidified and things like that. So thanks for telling your branches and your state APTs and your countries about me. I'm really grateful for the opportunities to come and meet you all in person and give you hugs and shake hands with people. So I have one of my graduates from my six-figure program. She wrote me and said, I can't wait to squeeze my arms around your neck or something, which I thought was so sweet. So yes, I'm looking forward to squeezing y'all's necks. Okay, so let's dive into the seminal text today. And this is the final one. So I figure we're going to go out with a bang. And really, that takes us back to the beginning, right? Which is what we've been doing this whole summer. So I'm reading from the preface, actually, of Art of the Relationship. And this is written straight from Gary Landreth's mouth to the page, or from his brain to the page, maybe. And this is his commentary on CCPT. And I feel like we're going to end here because it's so powerful and it's so important that we understand what's going on when we interact with children in a therapeutic way. So I'm on page, gosh, what is this? 16. It's in Roman numerals, so I had to decode for a second. So the preface, page 16, so not the actual page 16, Roman numeral 16, it says, I have experienced child-centered play therapy to be a dynamic approach to counseling with a child that allows me to fully experience the child's world as I venture forth in the process of presenting the person I am and opening myself to receive the delicate and subtle messages communicated by the child, which declare the uniqueness of the child's personality. And I know that was a really long sentence, so we're going to tease it apart a little bit. Okay, I've experienced child-centered play therapy to be a dynamic approach to counseling with a child. We know that. We talk about that, right? It's dynamic in nature. The ebb and flow of the therapist to the child and the therapist to the child and the child to the therapist, that is a very dynamic, nature-driven process, right? So what we feel and think and experience, what they feel, think, and experience, and it goes back and forth, okay? So child-centered play therapy is a dynamic approach that allows me to fully experience the child's world as I venture forth in the process of presenting the person I am. Notice the parallel there. So we are able to fully experience the child's world Yet we are venturing forth in the process of presenting the person that we are to the child as well. And then opening myself to receive the delicate and subtle messages communicated by the child. Look at how one predicates the other. We have to venture forth. That's a willing decision. That is not something that just organically happens. We venture forth. If you venture, it's something that you are choosing to do, right? So we choose to present the person that we are. That comes first. If we don't engage vulnerably and congruently and honestly with a child, relationship isn't formed. So we venture forth, present ourselves as we are, and open ourselves to receive the delicate and subtle messages communicated by the child. We don't get to receive those delicate and subtle messages until we present ourselves and we open ourselves. Do you see how that all works together? It's beautiful in nature. I so often watch animals, insects, birds, doesn't matter. I watch nature, I watch creation, and I say out loud, oh my gosh, look at how that creature was made. Look at the intricacy of that. Look at the beauty of that. Look at the creativity of that. Look at whatever, you name it. I marvel sometimes when I, for example, have you ever looked at a butterfly and the wings of a butterfly? Lepidopterists are butterfly experts, just to make you smarter. All the random facts stored in my head, y'all, I swear. Anyway, lepidoptery is the study of butterflies. And so if you have ever looked at butterflies, they have large circles on their wings because it makes them look like they're large with eyes, and it is a deterrent to predators that are trying to prey on them. I mean, if that's not creation on display, it's the most ingenious thing. And so I often find myself just marveling at the beauty in the world. And when we think about the delicate and subtle messages that we have to receive, you have to notice and pay attention, y'all. If you just fly through your day, fly through your play sessions, if you're distracted, if you're thinking about something else, if you're wondering about dinner or your workout or your schedule or whatever, you don't get to open yourself up to receive the delicate and subtle messages communicated by the child. Delicate and subtle are not things that smack us in the face, and they're not readily evident, and they're not things that we can just callously expect to understand without intention. You have to study creation to marvel at it, and you have to be really intentional about opening yourself up and presenting the person that you are in order for the child to be willing to show you the delicate and subtle messages. Okay, continuing. This is still the same sentence, by the way, which declare the uniqueness of the child's personality. So as they give us delicate and subtle messages that they communicate, that tells us the uniqueness of the child's personality. That is the whole child. It's the most amazing thing. What a gift we get to do this. I'll keep reading. My experience is that the problems the child experiences do not exist apart from the person the child is. Let that sit for a second. The problems the child experiences do not exist apart from the person the child is. This is why self-actualization is necessary. Continuing, therefore, child-centered play therapy matches the dynamic inner structure of the child with an equally dynamic approach. Mic drop, I'm done. No, there's more. But y'all, how can we say that better? We don't. This is why we read Gary Landreth, because no one says it better than Gary Landreth. But Child-centered play therapy. The next time you have to defend why you're a CCPT, the next time you have to explain how this works, the next time someone questions or is confused or is just curious, child-centered play therapy matches the dynamic inner structure of the child with an equally dynamic approach. Now, if you say that, eyes are going to roll back in their heads and they're going to walk away with a dazed look, okay? That does not explain anything on layman's terms, but that is your foundation upon which you now have words to communicate what's going on. Kids' problems don't exist apart from the person. So therefore, there's a dynamic inner structure of the child. Therefore, we match it with an equally dynamic approach in CCPT. Continuing, children are quite capable. Oh, I love this. Children are quite capable of teaching adults about themselves if adults are willing, patient, and open to learning. Child-led. Willing, patient, and open to learning. Your way, your time, your process, your pace. Willing, patient, and open to learning. Continuing, children are real people, not simply appendages of those adults around them. They have feelings and reactions independent of their parents' reactions. The assumption of, quote, nervous mother, nervous child, end quote, does not hold true. I know, I'm rocking some of your world right now. I'll circle back. Can we assume that if the house is blown up and mother remains calm, the child will not be affected? No. I have one more sentence, then we'll unpack it. Children are persons in their own right and experience feelings and reactions independent of significant adults in their lives. Okay, so we have to be willing, patient, and open to learn in order for children to teach us about themselves. We understand that. Children are real people, not simply appendages of those adults around them. This is where it gets interesting. Because more often than not, children are treated as tag-alongs, or they're treated as mini adults. And they're neither. So understanding that they are real people and they have reactions and feelings independent of others' reactions. Kids feel and think and react extremely differently than adults. We see it all the time. But somehow adults find it strange that children do those things. That's who they are. They're people. Okay, here we go. The assumption of nervous mother, nervous child does not hold true. Now, do I believe 100% that when one of the parents in a child's home has high levels of anxiety, that usually trickles down and there are high levels of anxiety in the child? Yes. Children model, children observe, children absorb. So do I believe that if we have a highly anxious mother, we often have highly anxious kids? Yes, but listen to how Landreth is phrasing this. This is to point out something different. This is not to say that doesn't happen. This is saying, can we assume that if the house is blown up and mother remains calm, the child will not be affected? No. So what he's saying here is, just because a parent experiences one reaction or emotion or experience does not mean the child will be in the same exact situation. If there's something catastrophic that happens, and for some miraculous reason, a parent stays completely calm about it, we can't expect a child to stay calm when their world has been rocked. So then he finishes, children are persons in their own right and experience feelings and reactions independent of significant adults in their lives. That's the point. There's crossover, of course, but there is independence as well. Okay, and then final part. The relationships and experiences referred to as play therapy are infinitely more complex than this book portrays. The process of relating to a child who is experiencing permission to be himself or herself is indescribable and can only be known in the actual shared moments of the relationship together. The relationships and experiences referred to as play therapy. Let's pause there. Notice how we just got a new, unique perspective on the definition of play therapy. One of the tasks that all of my coaching participants are required to do is write, what is play therapy? And I expect a lot more than that, I'll tell you. If someone came to me and said, the relationships and experiences, I'd be like, okay, that's not really what I had in mind. But y'all, that says it all. The relationships and experiences referred to as play therapy. We experience things together in context of relationship. That is play therapy. Incredible. The relationships and experiences referred to as play therapy are infinitely more complex than this book portrays. Right? We can't grasp that in words. It's not something we can read and understand, right? The process of relating to a child. So there's the relationship piece again. It all goes back to that every single time, always, forever, amen. The process of relating to a child. So having the relationship who is experiencing permission to be him or herself. That goes back to what we talked about before. Is indescribable. Kids aren't given permission to be themselves ever for so many reasons. So when they experience permission to be him or herself, because of the relationship, it's indescribable and, continuing, can only be known in the actual shared moments of the relationship together. We can't articulate that to someone else, at least not effectively, not cohesively, not in a way that someone would really grasp. They might cognitively grasp what you're saying. They might emotionally grasp what you're saying. They might experientially grasp what you're saying. But they will never truly know what those actual shared moments are like because they're indescribable. And every day that we walk into a playroom, every session we have with a child, we have indescribable moments because of those shared relational experiences together. They're indescribable. We can try, but no one will ever fully grasp that except you and that child for that therapeutic hour. That child can't communicate it either. No one else will ever know besides the two of you in that therapeutic hour together in that playroom. And that is CCPT. All right, y'all. I love you so much. Thank you for summer schooling with me. And we'll be back to regular curriculum moving forward. I also have lots of questions to answer. So I'm going to be putting out lots of responses to all of your questions. So stay tuned for that. If you want to reach out to me, please do. Brenna@thekidcounselor.com. We'll talk again soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks. For more episodes and resources, please go to www.playtherapypodcast.com.